He said, but you got to have manpower. So, that wasn't what I would call a power to.
Yeah. In the top of a jug, what would they put?
They put an old cork stopper.
Did you ever see those things people would play in their mouth?
Yeah, a little juice harp. A little juice harp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I played juice harp.
And the other one?
French harp. I could play a French harp and bring up a tune on it once in a while. That's the only kind of instrument I could play and make a tune at it. Play a little, what you call these, trembles. When I was going to school, at a grammar school, we had a little band, and that's what I played.
The glass bomb?
Yeah. I never was musical inclined, but I can keep time and beat time and so forth. Like to dance.
You do?
Yeah, I hadn't danced though in 35. How long did I say I was married? 37 years? I hadn't danced 37 years.
Really? You don't dance anymore?
No, my wife never been to a dance in her life.
Want to go out to the hay barn?
She don't believe in that. I don't. Well, I don't much particularly believe in it now. It's pretty good exercise, but when I was coming up, I never did get to tell you how it came about. I went out with different kind of girls. We always thought if a girl smoked, she wasn't too well. She didn't have too good of morals.
Yes, common.
We boys coming up, we'd go out with different ones, and nearly everyone you'd go with would be that way.
What?
They'd smoke, and they'd take a drink, you'd go to dances with them, and have a big time, and I realized that that's where I got to drinking, and realized that something was kind of showing me that it was wrong. I knew it was wrong to drink and get out and have them kind of time, but people think it's popular now, you know, but hell's going to be full of them kind of people if they don't change. So, it just came to me one night. I was driving down the highway, going 90 miles an hour, and another fellow's car, and had three couples in the car, and all of us about half drunk. I wasn't as drunk as they were, but I was driving, and well, now, this is not the kind of life. It's just something. I had a premonition that if I kept this up, that I wasn't going to live long because. And something just gave me a desire. Now, I was 23 years old, and I needed to find a good woman. I didn't want one to drink. I didn't want one to smoke. I didn't want one to go to dances. I wanted a Christian girl, one, a church-going girl. Yet, I was all of the other things, you see, but I wanted that. And I asked the Lord to send me a woman like that. I'd been with all kinds of women, had quite a bit of experience. She had. But the Lord, when I met my wife, I got a date with her. She didn't do none of that. She wouldn't go to the movies. She wouldn't do anything, but I finally talked to anyone with the movies. And I just fell for her just like that. Fell in love. And I'm sure she was ready to find her a husband, too. We went together 6 weeks, both fell in love, and we got married. And since then, my wife, you know, you get older and experienced. I reckon some of my